USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
My campaign did make mistakes. There was money spent on things, not by me, but by the campaign. And I paid that back before my last election. I paid back $60,000 after I did an objective audit.
Duncan Hunter defends himself after the Justice Department indicts him and his wife on fraud and other charges. The Republican California congressman, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
This is pure politics, and the prosecutors can make an indictment read like a scandalous novel if they want to. They've had a year and a half to do this. There's no way for me now to go out and be able to talk to my people or get this done in court before my election.
Hunter and his wife at the courthouse in San Diego pleading not guilty to charges they used $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The 60 counts range from wire fraud to falsifying records. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
One of the jurors in the Paul Manafort trial speaking out, USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team was one holdout juror away from a winning conviction against Paul Manafort on all 18 counts of bank and tax fraud. Paula Duncan joined Fox News and explained what went on behind closed doors.
We all tried to convince her to look at the paper trail. We laid it out in front of her again and again, and she still said that she had a reasonable doubt, and that's the way the jury worked. We didn't want it to be hung, so we tried for an extended period of time to convince her, but in the end, she held out, and that's why we have 10 counts that did not get a verdict.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A huge hurricane named Lane heading toward Hawaii. FEMA Administrator Brock Long says the path still not clear.
Hawaii is going to be impacted by Hurricane Lane. The question is how bad.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
An update now on a matter related to the deadly Las Vegas mass shooting at Mandalay Bay aimed at country music concert goers. New charges filed against the Arizona man who sold ammunition to the gunman, Stephen Paddock, killing 58 people last October 1st. USA Radio's Wendy King now with the story.
While Douglas Haig sold ammunition to the gunman, Stephen Paddock, that isn't part of this indictment filed by state officials in Nevada. Haig does face charges of engaging in the business of making ammunition without a license. And in a separate case in Arizona, Haig is charged with manufacturing armor-piercing bullets, some of which were found in Paddock's Mandalay Bay hotel room following the massacre. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Switching gears now, a popular TV show on for the last 10 years, gearing up for the final episodes. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Producers at Warner Brothers TV announcing that The Big Bang Theory's previously announced 12th season is going to be its final season. The show will conclude next May with a 279-episode run, which will make it the longest-running multi-camera series in TV history. The final season will premiere on Monday, September 24th on CBS, and then it will settle into its permanent time slot for the final season, which will be Thursdays at 8 p.m. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA Radio News.